some sports and some other shit. I hate you so much. What's going on, Stonks? It's me, Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Sports Circuit. I'm here. You ever get that feeling like you're tired, like you have to sleep? But you just don't want to go to sleep, man. You don't want the party to end. And the party is just you. It's you. That's what makes it sad. It's just you. Chilling. Let me play some video games. You know, hit this, let me do that. What's this guy up to? He's sleeping because it's fucking midnight. People have to work in the morning. First things first. If something happens, if you hear anything in the background, it's me smashing shit because I'm fucking angry at the ignorance of fucking everyone. And not just the regular quality of the recording. Let me give a shout out to my cousin Ryan and fucking headmaster butt cheeks there. Rusty. Happy birthday, Rusty on the 5th. Ryan on the 13th, I believe. We're gonna fucking rip it up at the fucking DMB at the fucking Dolce and Gabbana down there in Orlando. Win me some prizes. I'm gonna dunk on shit, I swear to God. I'm gonna dunk on something, I swear. Okay, first things first, this is not Tampa Bay news. This is football news. The shit handed down to the Patriots and Tom Brady is fucking bullshit, okay? Actually read the fucking Wells report and see how much, because I have read the 248 pages that people who read, oh, he's fucked, man, you see? No, you fucking read the headlines and hear what those cunts on ESPN or a little blurb on fucking Fox or a little fucking blondie there saying, look at what happened to him. No, you need to fucking do some research. The same way people who watch any news station should do some research. Fucking go a little farther than the fucking headline and some fucking little slick back, fucking tanned up, fucking cock-sucking Joey fucking dick face. Do some fucking research before you take things at face value. I've read it. I've done it. It's fucking bullshit. They've left it. Yeah, okay. I'm a Pats fan. I got a lot to lose. No, I got nothing to fucking lose. I'm not making any money on this. You know what? My response to it is, oh, you fucking team fucking cheated. Okay, win a championship, then you can fucking talk to me. Win a championship. Wait till your team wins a championship, then speak to me. Okay, when your team wins a championship in this fucking last decade or the decade before or one before that, then you can speak to me. But until then, fuck off. Read the fucking report and tell me that there's not something fucking going on. Okay, all the fucking shit left out of it, all the shit left out, the fucked up shit that happened with the fucking officiating. It's bullshit. There's some sort of sting going on. It's fucking bullshit. And I'm going to tell you what's happening. They handed out that on Monday. Okay? The NFL knew something else was coming down the pipeline. So they thought, let's fucking hit Brady with a 4-game suspension. And the Patriots, who they said had nothing to do with it. Belichick, Kraft, they had nothing. Goskowski, he got nothing. He didn't get anything in trouble. They get a fucking $1 million fine and fucking first round draft pick in 2016, a fourth round in 17. Okay, they're just handing that bullshit up because the real controversy here is the NFL teams accepting payment from the fucking government to put on these salute the troops at the beginning of the games at halftime. Over almost $6 million the NFL has accepted. The NFL teams, Jets, Atlanta Falcons, Twatty McTwattersons, the fucking cunt bags, the fucking twinkle toes, the fucking shit bricks, all of them. They've all fucking, not the Patriots, not the Tampa Bay Rays, Bucks, sorry. They fucking accepted money to salute the troops. If that isn't propaganda, I don't know what the fuck is. Okay? Let me wash it down. Let me wash that down. Just let it sink in. Because no one's talking about this. Everyone's talking about the Patriots because they won the Super Bowl, because they're the best football team in the past 15 years. They've won 4 in the past 15 years. Tom Brady, 3 fucking Super Bowl MVPs. The Colts keep fucking trying to fucking put them down. Just trying to win. They just want to win. I don't know what year it was, but the Colts put together a little video because the Patriots cornerbacks were being a little too rough with them. A little too rough. Peyton Manning, he couldn't throw a ball. And being too rough. And then they put that in. Oh, Jim Irsay sitting on the fucking the committee there. Rules committee. And then that rule gets put into play. That rule, so then the next year, the Colts can come in and win. I have a problem when owners sit on rule committees. That doesn't seem right, especially when you put together a little video against the team that you cannot get past. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a football problem, and. Goodell may be trying to make up for his little slip-ups with Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, some fucking guy in the 49ers, some other fucking guy over here that slapped his wife around, another guy over here who beat the shit out of his wife, Adrian Peterson who ripped his son's scrotum open with a fucking stick. And Ray Rice gets 2-game suspension. Brady may have had someone let some little bit, just a little bit of air out of a ball, and he gets 4 along with $1 million fine and 2 draft picks gone. A little bit of air, a little bit, because we all know, here's a weird thing, I couldn't throw a ball before, but I let 0.5 PSI out of a football, and I was fucking just whipping him. Wherever anyone was, I was just fucking putting a little over the middle, and the guy just caught it right over the fucking middle. I was looking like Jay Feely, just fucking dropping those things. You know, if he had let 0.5, maybe even 0.1, or 1.0. out of the football, you know, you'd be throwing like a Hall of Fame quarterback. So yeah, I'm being a cunt. Okay, it's just annoying that there's actual steroids, actual problems, concussion problems. Also, the NFL accepting payment from the Department of Defense to put propaganda in the middle of our football games. You know, it's a problem. It's a fucking problem. Oh, I'm fired up. Read the Wells report and read the Patriots' rebuttal to that, because there's a lot of stuff left out of the Wells report, and I think they're just trying to cover up the Department of Defense payments to the NFL. To put on these Salute the Troops. That's a fucking problem. Is that not fucking propaganda? Look, we're going to salute them. Give me $350,000 and then I'll fucking salute them. That's what these teams are saying. That's what these fucking teams are saying. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So once that's good and the NFL knows that's over with, I love conspiracies, folks, okay? I haven't had enough time. A chance to fit conspiracies into this podcast. So when I have a good one, I'm going to fucking use it. You shut your mouth. I'm kidding. You're a sweetheart. Once that's good and over with, you know, the NFL accepting payment to salute the troops, because, you know, you need to make a little scratch to salute some troops. It's a lot of airtime. It's a lot of airtime to say, hey, we appreciate you. You know, fly some jets over, you have a fucking staff sergeant sing the national anthem. It's a lot of scratch. you know, fucking send a fucking flag across the fucking crowd, get fucking, I don't know, fucking some singer fucking Kesha to fucking backflip over a fucking private, I don't fucking know. It's a lot of money. So once that's over with, then they drop, and I didn't get a podcast out last week, which I was very upset about. My cousin was in town, Kason and that Henny, that privileged Henny, you know what I'm saying? He knows what I'm saying. Wasn't able, I was going to try to record some stuff with him, but it was just a fucking mess. It was just a mess. So we missed out last week, but I think once the NFL feels like that has died down, when no one is going to still grip on, everyone's looking at Tom Brady and the Patriots. Well, I don't know why, because they won the Super Bowl and they've won 4 in the past 15 years. Who else has done that? Zero. Zero. What they want is that to pass over. They're going to hit them hard. They hit fucking Patriots and Brady hard. They hit them hard. Okay? I'm going to even go as far as to say hard. And then, once they know that's gone by, they go, okay, what do you think? What do you think? Over under two. What do you think? Over under two. Okay? Because I think first one's Roethlisberger. Then it's the Jaguars. Or maybe it's the Bills. Then it's the Jaguars. And then it's the Cowboys. I think he gets a two-game suspension. You cut that back. You cut the $1 million to... Or maybe even you cut Brady, not even a suspension, just a $25,000 fine, which is the normal, the minimum for doctoring footballs. Nothing else to the club, just the player doctoring the footballs. I realize I've gone on for almost, 13, 14, 15, 16 minutes. But I have your ear, so I'm going to have you listen. I think they cut it down to a two-game suspension, we're gonna call it $250,000 fine for the Patriots, and a one draft pick not 2016, but 2017, a fourth round in 2017. That's what I'm gonna call right now. I honestly think there's nothing there. Enough to fucking fine them anything or give anyone a suspension. Maybe Brady kick him with the minimum, which is $25,000. Which for him, he could pull that out of his child's crib. I'm going to close that out. Just read the Wells report, okay? And read the rebuttal from the Patriots and the Nobel Prize-winning chemist. Who doesn't agree with the science in the Wells report. So check it out. Don't just fucking listen to ESPN, who's trying to drum up some fucking shit. Okay, how about them Lightning, huh? How about them Lightning kicking it in Game 6? Ooh, that was a fun one. Game 6 against the Canadiens. Those two games before, Game 4 and Game 5. Game 4 was fucking rough. Oh, I popped it on. I was outside grilling, and I grabbed the laptop there and popped it on, and it was already like fucking 3-0. Then all of a sudden, you know, it's fucking 4-0, and then it's 4-1, and then all of a sudden it's 6-1. It's fucking ridiculous. It was a mess. They couldn't get anything going. Basically, I think the Canadians were like, fuck, we're fucked. So they fucking powered back in it. And close game there for Game 5, but Game 6, just too quick. They're too quick, and too quick, and they're on point. That's the thing. And I was watching last night's game with Washington and New York. They're quick, but they're not on point. No one really, in that first period, early second, like there was nothing really where they could, they were quick, but they weren't quick in getting into their place to kind of set up plays. They weren't setting up plays. They were quick. It was back and forth, No icing. It was just down, down, get to the red light, flip it over. Get to the red light, flip it over. It was fucking ridiculous. So I'm hoping the Capitals beat the shit out of the Rangers enough. I don't know when, is it Nash? I think Nash got fucked up. Richards took a shot to his fucking mouth. Capitals beat the hell out of the Rangers. They beat the hell out of them. So, Lightning go to, I was hoping for the Capitals just to get home ice advantage throughout that series, but, we're gonna have to go through New York, so you get the first two games in New York. Next two, I looked into those tickets, and they're a little bit steep for me. I think the cheapest was like almost 80 without, taxes and all that garbage they tack on. So, I was not going to go into that. Hopefully you can get some tickets. I'll be watching at home or on the road. Like I said, I'm going out, hitting at Dooney and Birch's. I'm hitting Dooney and Birch's, as my cousin says. I'm going to win me some ducats. Hopefully I hit it big. But that's what's going on. I think they got a good chance. St. Louis and the... I've got a little cold. St. Louis and the Tampa Bay Lightning getting back together. So that'll be fun. He's a good kid. He's a good little doobie, right? He's a good little doobie. No problem with him. I like him. I was rooting for him last year, but it didn't pan out. It did not pan out. So let me pop on over to the Rays here. The Rays took out the New York Yankees 6-1 there. They're, two games back from the Yankees. Let me check this thing there. So let me correct that. Rays, one game behind the Yankees. Yankees, first place, 21-15. Tampa Bay, 20-16. Toronto, 17-19. Boston, 16-18. Baltimore, 15-17. So not a big split. The right at the Toronto wild card sits at four games. Wild card's three games behind, so it's not big. Tampa Bay, last 10, they're 6-4. They get a win streak of three. Their home record is 12-11, road 8-5. So they're doing pretty good. They're doing pretty good. You know, you can't fucking get down on them for the way they're playing. The pitching's coming back. Pitching's coming right back. Had a pretty good series against the Red Sox there, going 2-1 against the Red Sox, 2-2 against the Rangers. This point, yeah, they got 3-1 against the Yankees. They got the Twins tomorrow night, the Twinsies out there in the Twin Cities there in Minneapolis against the Twins. I just kind of spaced out. And then they go to the Braves Tuesday night. They got a three-game series against the Twins. Then Tuesday. That's the hot night, right? And then they come back home Thursday, the 21st, against Oakland A's, which I wish they got a four-game series against the Oakland A's. I wish they were playing Giants there. That would have been hot. I would have gotten those sweet tickets, those box seats, free booze, free ice cream bar, chicken fucking fingers with all the dipping sauce. I was watching the Orlando game, Orlando City Lions. Oh, it was grim. They were up fucking, I believe it was 70 minutes. They were winning. 70 minutes in. And they go ahead and and they allow it to get tied up, and then and they allow themselves to lose. They got a game coming up that was against DC United. Almost 12,500 there, people, which is a good turnout. I think they've at this point they've sold 33,000 for the when they play the LA Galaxy, which is a sexy little game, right? That's a sexy little game. Yeah, they'll play the Galaxy Sunday at 5. You can check that out, ESPN. Chill. I seriously can't believe that they lost that game 2-1. I was flipping back and forth between that and the fucking Rangers and Capitals, and I just can't believe they fucking lost that. I can't believe that. They're on the cusp. Orlando City Fire. They're tied with the Orlando City Lions are in 7th. Chicago Fire are in 6th. Toronto Football Club right there with 9. They all got 9. Toronto, Chicago, and Orlando. They're right there. If they could fucking do something. They're on the cusp. Oh my God, if you could have fucking held on to tie it. Oh, Jesus. It's fucking terrible. It's terrible. It's just awful. Let's check out the Rowdies over here. Can I go through the Rowdies? They, first game, they won 3-1. Next game against Minnesota, draw 0-0. Lost against New York Cosmos. Won against Jacksonville Armada, 3-2. Tied Carolina Railhawks. Those are Hawks that ride the rails, motherfucker. 1-1. Then they draw against the Ottawa Fury. Yeah, and it's a Fury that ripped through Ottawa, you motherfucker. 0-0. This weekend, you feeling me? Saturday, 16th, 7:30. At Allianz Stadium down there in St. Pete. You got to get down there. St. Lauderdale. The next week, they go up to India. I'm guessing Indianapolis. The Indy 11. Crush those motherfuckers. Crush them. We need them coming out in droves. Especially next week, this coming weekend, 16th, at Al Lang Stadium, Fort Lauderdale Strikers. We need them to come out and hit it hard. Hit it hard, okay? Because they're in third. Fort Lauderdale right behind them. First place, New York Cosmos with 14 points. They're crushing ass. 4 wins, 2 draws, 0 losses. Jacksonville Armada, they got 3 wins, 0 draws, 2 losses. The Rowdies, 2 wins, 3 draws, 1 loss. And the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, 2 wins, 1 draw, 2 losses. And they got 7 points, so they're 2 points behind our boys there in the Rowdies. So let's get that shit going. What about the fucking Bucks? What have the fucking Bucks done? You know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, what the fuck have they done? Nothing. As we know. They drafted fucking Jameis Winston. They drafted that guy, and they drafted this guy. Obviously, Jameis Winston's gonna be kicking that shit off. You got Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, Austin Seferian Jenkins. Running backs. I'm hoping Dougie Martin's in a contract here. The Bucs did not draft a running back in the draft. Passing game's gonna blow up. It's not much more you can ask for if you're Doug Martin. Okay, you're just back there. Passing game. It's all about passing game. Doug Martin is gonna blow that shit up. He's gonna blow that up. He's gonna blow that up. Blow it up, son. Blow it up. That's all I gotta say to Dougie Martin. Folks, I think I had one more thing to talk about. Oh! I remember. These male rights groups. One was called We Hunted the Mammoth or something. No, you didn't do shit. Want to know what you did? You fucking sat on your fucking soft little fucking sphincter. You sat there at your computer and you fucking complained. They complained about this new Mad Max film. It being a fucking female propaganda. Because God forbid women have a strong role model to look up to. And, you know, they took Mad Max, and they took... No, Max is in it. Max, this is a sequel written by the original producer, writer, director. He co-wrote this one, but he did direct it and produce it. And they say it's a shame that they did this to such a great American piece of culture. No, motherfucker, it's Australian. It was the fucking George Miller's Australian. Mel Gibson's a fucking Australian and a racist and a fucking homophobe and a fucking anti-Semite. He's a scumbag. He's a piece of shit. Okay, fuck you. Fuck him. Basically, what it comes down to, look up your facts before you say it's American culture. It was made in fucking Australia. It's an Australian fucking film. It's not fuck just because it's fucking great here. It's great here. Doesn't mean it's fucking American culture. It's Australian. It was made there. You fucking scumbag. I looked up some quotes from some of the people on the page. This one guy. This is a direct quote. It was, and then one guy responded with, a little baby. And he continued with, and it was funny to hear that one of the guys said, a baby. Those fucking piece of shit. Do you not have enough, you fucking white fucking cunt privileged fucking piece of shit? Just fucking get over it. Do what you're fucking doing. No rights are being taken away from white males. Zero. Zero. None. None. The fucking female directors in Hollywood are declining. And you're saying there are not enough fucking fucking films for white men? That's what it comes down to. White men. You feel like your rights are being taken away. Oh, my rights. Here's another quote. I pooped my diaper and no one's cleaning it. You fucking piece of shit. I hope you get ass cancer and I hope you fucking die. All of you. There's actual shit fucking happening. Let me say to Vanessa. You don't listen to this. She would never fucking listen to this. But out in Nepal, she's out there actually helping people that actually have problems. I hope you're safe and... I mean, what you're doing is just fucking, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. Everyone appreciates what you're doing. You're awesome. Before I close this out, I got one more quote. I'm being treated my pants. Fucking cunts. Fucking get over it. For Christ's sake, do you not have enough? You fucking trust fund fucking cunt. Can you even run a mile in under 25 minutes? You fat fucking cunt. You're the fucking worst. Ugh, you're a baby. You're a baby whining about fucking fictitious fucking characters in a movie. Possibly heightening girls' self-esteem. Hey, I can be fucking this fucking girl in this goddamn fucking a post-apocalyptic no-water fucking movie. Oh, that's great. You shut your goddamn mouth. Shut your fucking mouth. You're worthless. Yeah, well, you say, you know, oh, that guy's just a white knight. No, I'm fucking realist. Shut your goddamn mouth and move on with your fucking life. That's what it comes down to. Move on with your goddamn life. Do what you gotta do. Okay? Help people when you can. And when there's a cunt fucking running their mouth, just fuck off. You don't fucking pay them any attention. Oh, fucking feminist bullshit. Shut up. Don't you have enough? Don't you have a fucking enough? You fucking limp dick fucking piece of shit. Hope your fucking asshole falls out. I hope it fucking falls out and it's ridden with fucking tumors, you fucking piece of shit. That's a little much. No, but I wish it, but I'm getting a little mean here. Kickball. We lost. Got our asses kicked. See how I switched to that? I still hope you get fucking cancer. Let me close this out. Kickball. Coming back next week. We can crush this. Scored the only run tonight. Yo, we doing it up. We doing it up. I gotta calm down, man. I get too worked up. My blood pressure. My fucking blood pressure. I injure the same wrist every week. Oh, this just in. The guys from We Killed Mammoths say, those are direct quotes. Fucking pussies. Pussies. These are, those people are the actual definition of pussies, cunts, twats, faggots. That's what those are. That's what they are. That's the direct definition of what they are. So fuck off, grow up, find something better to do. Find something better to do. Stop being a baby. Do your fucking job. Do your fucking job. I'm so sorry. Let's close this out, folks. Let's hope this fucking deflated ball thing gets over soon so we can move on with actual sports things. Let's hope everything gets cleaned up over there in Nepal and Vanessa be safe. Yeah, Ryan, happy birthday. Rusty, happy birthday. A couple of the guys from We Killed Mammoths, or We Hunted Mammoths, they want to wish you a happy birthday. Here's a quote from them.
I pooped in my donkey.
Fucking cunts. Little baby-ass fucking bitches. Okay, folks. I'm sorry. I can't take it when people fucking expect they deserve more because they're fucking male. What do you, nothing is owed to you. Nothing is fucking owed to you. You know what's guaranteed? Fucking death. That's what's gonna happen. That's guaranteed. You're gonna fucking die. I don't know when. Hopefully for the people in this group, soon. That's all I can hope. Fuck off. Fucking get a job. Get a life. Stop hating women. That's basically what it comes down to. You fucking asked to buy a woman a drink. She said no. And you called her a fucking whore. That's how that goes down. Oh, no, you're a fucking whore. No, you're a fucking bitch. You're a baby. Okay, I'm going on. Fuck Ted Wells. Go Lightning. Let's fucking crush it. I feel like the Lightning can take it in. I'm calling six games. I'm calling the Lightning in six games. First game, they win 3-1. Second game, they lose 2-1. Third game, they win 4-2. Second game, they win. They win 1-0. Next game, they lose 2-0. Next game, they win 3-2. That's it. That's what I'm calling it. I'm closing it out. Everyone be safe. Be good. Respect everyone. Don't be an asshole, please. Man, woman, child, black, white, fucking, can you say brown? What do you do, black, white? you black, white, Cuban. Like, then you go black, white, which is the color of people's skin. Then you go Cuban, Asian. Like, then you go to where they're from. So what do you do? Because you can't, after black, white, can you do brown? Is brown acceptable? I don't know. After black, white, brown might be acceptable, but after that, the colors, it's not acceptable. There's another thing. Okay, we're worried about fucking a little bit of air, but we still have a football team called the Redskins. Now, actually think about what that is. Redskins. Skins. The color of someone's skin is a fucking mascot. Even the fucking Cleveland Indians are trying to fucking pull away from that and get rid of the red Jiminy Cricket with the fucking feather coming out of the back of his head. They're trying to get rid of it. No one said anything about them. They just got the C. They got the C, Cleveland. Every now and then you'll see a little red Jiminy Cricket pop up. Very offensive. But come on. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. It's too fucking late. 12:30, folks. Take it easy. Be good. Treat everyone good. Don't be an asshole. Fuck off, you assholes. If you're going to be an asshole, fuck off. I've been trying to close this show for the past fucking 10 minutes. So if you're good, be good. I appreciate you. We're just all trying to get through life. If you're not, fuck off. Fuck off if you got nothing good to say. Stop.